This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, y'all. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. Yep, this feeling a bit countryish today. Maybe it's because it's the last day of November of 2021, where we have the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way like it always does in about 5 minutes. Jack Dorsey is taking the stairs all the way down to the ground floor, and probably further. Yep, he has completely stepped down as Twitter CEO. Now, of course, we've been hearing about this on and off now for quite a few months, if not years. And from what we've been told, Dorsey has turned his attention to tech beyond the core of Twitter, that direction being Bitcoin, Web3, and other decentralized technologies. Not to mention, at least the time of this broadcast of this episode of the news show, he's still the CEO of Square. Now, what we have heard for sure is Twitter's board, they didn't want Dorsey to run the company if he was going to be doing other ventures. Twitter's board felt that Twitter should be a full-time job. The Dorsey era of Twitter all started back in 2015 with a lot of ups and a lot of downs for the company. Guess we'll find out what new blood and new directions will do to Twitter in the coming months and years. Are you an Apple business partner? Well, Apple's about ready to introduce you to a new upgrade program. Yes, this new upgrade program, in association with CIT, that's the financing partner, this will allow business partners to allow companies to easily distribute and upgrade their fleet of MacBooks at a more affordable price. That more affordable pricing we're hearing about will be actually to business partner staff for only 3% of their retail list prices, and as monthly installments. Now, as far as more details going into the venture, well, that's just not there yet. We did see on CTI's website, it says that small businesses can apply for the program, and apparently once they get approved, Apple will process and ship the Mac orders after that. And finally, oh yes, yesterday was Cyber Monday, so not a whole lot of news going on except those big old ads again. This could be an ad, but I guess it wasn't available, so maybe not. Well, it's not available yet. Sonos looks to be looking to put a little bit more bass in your life. Oh yeah, yeah. And apparently they're going to do it smaller and cheaper. Yeah, it looks like they're planning to announce a new smaller, cheaper subwoofer that will join their home theater product lineup. Calling it, at least right now, the Sub Mini. At least that's what it's saying currently in the Sonos smartphone app. It looks to be the Sub Mini will be a smaller cylinder subwoofer. Nothing like the large, square, very pricey sub that they have right now, which, by the way, retails for $749. The reason for the smaller subwoofer is for people, say, like in condos or apartments, but still want deeper audio from their movies, TV shows, and of course, music, where they don't have to blast out the neighbor, and have a win-win of not blasting out their wallet, too. We've also been hearing that the Sub Mini was supposed to be making an appearance sometime in December, probably just in time for the Christmas market. But that now seems to be uncertain, due to, yes, you probably guessed, COVID and supply chain issues. Maybe we'll hear more from Sonos before the year is out about what their plans will be. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find all the BTN podcasts, including the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show, over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Like us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, and follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Thursday installment, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.